Presenting Dr. Davy, the happiest man on earth.
Tink what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tink what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tink what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results. Tink what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tink what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tink what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Davy calling with a bag full of happiness and a prescription of good cheer for everyone. These days, we see a long face about every now and again, and we get the idea that all is not well with some of you. That's where the old doctor comes in and gives you a lift. A lift right out of the blues, with a smile and a song is a mighty good slogan, and I'm here to prescribe both. So join with us for the next 15 minutes of laugh and sing. No matter if your voice is the kind that you should see and not hear, remember always, tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it.
You can try hard, don't mean a thing. Take it easy, breezy, then that jive will swing. Oh, tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what gets results.
Oh, doctor.
Our nurse, you look just as beautiful as ever. Where do you get that beautiful complexion from?
Oh, any old chemist shop.
I get it. Your beauty isn't even skin deep.
Oh, doctor, you and I have been friends now for a long time, haven't we?
Well, yes, I suppose we have, but what of it?
Well, doctor, would you do me a big favor?
Well, if I can, nurse.
Doctor, would you make my wages a pound a week?
A pound a week? Listen, I give you 30 shillings now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd rather have a pound, if you don't mind.
You mean you want less money? Look, I don't get it, I'm afraid.
Well, I think it's a good idea. You see, when Friday comes round and you don't pay me, I lose less.
Nurse, why don't you get married and go in for a little connubial bliss?
Little what, doctor?
A little connubial bliss. Connubial bliss.
I'm afraid I don't know what you mean.
Well, connubial bliss, now let me see. What binds women together and makes them better than they are by nature?
Oh, corsets. Yeah.
Nurse, your comebacks are too straight-laced for me. Let's get to work on some of these patients. Is there anyone waiting?
Oh, yes, doctor. Al Thomas is out in the waiting room.
Ah, good. Send him in.
Why, hello, Doc. Hello, Doc. Gosh, I feel terrible. I feel that depressed. Do you know, doctor, I was so near death this afternoon, it just didn't matter.
Good heavens. What, did you faint?
No, I was sitting in the mourning coach at a funeral.
Whose funeral was this?
It was my brother, my poor brother Fred's wife, yeah.
Yes, it must be very hard to lose a wife.
Hard? It's almost impossible, doctor.
Why, tell me, Al, you're not married, are you?
No, I'm not married, but you can take it from me, Doc. This proposing's a dangerous business.
How's that, Al?
Well, you propose here and you propose there, and it's only a question of time before someone's going to take you up. To give you an idea, there was a girl I used to know called Beulah. Now, I went with her for... Let's see. What did I go with her for?
Well, tell me, did you propose to her?
No, I didn't propose to her at first. It was more in the nature of a proposition. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure she must have been a very nice girl.
Sure, Doc, she was nice. She came from a very aristocratic family, one of the earliest families, Doc.
Yeah, I get it. Her father was a milkman?
No, he was an astronomer.
An astronomer? Did he ever find anything on Venus?
Well, no, not from the photos I've seen of her.
Oh, hey, just as I thought.
Well, what do you think?
My good man, I've diagnosed your case. Sneeze again, will you? Mr. Thomas, do you know that you're suffering from alcoholatosis? That's what you've got.
Alcohol? Hey, oh, doctor.
Yeah, you got beer breath. And another thing, how did you get that scar under your eye?
Well, Doc, I got that from kissing the bride after a wedding ceremony.
Yes, well, isn't that the proper procedure? Always kiss the bride after the ceremony.
Yeah, but this was 2 years after the ceremony. Yeah.
Well, here's a tonic for you. Take it away. It's yours if you like it. Sing a song of sunbeams, let the notes fall where they may. Sing a song of sunbeams in a light, fantastic way. Show the blues you're busy, that you just can't be annoyed. and they'll up and go because they know they're null and void. People all are softies for a grin. You give out and they'll give in. People always love a jolly gent. They might even make you president. So sing a song of sunbeams, let the notes fall where they may. Sing a song of sunbeams in the light fantastic way. Life is never perfect, but it isn't always wrong. So the only thing to do is sing a sunbeam song.
I gotta see him. I just gotta see him.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry indeed. You can't see Dr. Davy today. He's much too busy to see you. You'll just have to go and...
Listen, you can't keep me out of here. Nobody can keep me out of here. Doctor, doctor. Oh, yeah. Hello, doctor. Yeah. I hope you don't mind my coming in like this,
yeah.
But...
Well, look, if it isn't Lizzie Tisch. Look, what brings you here, Lizzie?
Doctor, you just don't know what's been going on in my family. What with Uncle and the people in the next flat and the termites in the pantry. But the things they said about my uncle, not the termites, I mean the people in the next flat, you just can't imagine.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Look, just one little thing at a time, Lizzie.
Well, you see, Doctor, my uncle really has very nice table manners. For instance, the other day, I took him over to the hotel for dinner, and he started eating using his fingers instead of a knife and fork.
Uh-huh.
Well, my aunt, she tried to stop him. She said it wasn't sanitary. But Uncle said if the food isn't clean enough to eat with your hands, it doesn't fit to eat at all.
Yes, he sounds like a very troublesome uncle to me.
Troublesome? Doctor, you just can't imagine. Well, do you know that Uncle was put in jail for stealing hams down in the country, and my aunt, she said she was pleased because she figured he couldn't disgrace her anymore.
Put in jail for stealing hams?
Uh-huh. But one day she went down to the judge and begged to have Uncle let out. The judge asked her why, seeing that Uncle would only disgrace her again, and she said... We're clear out of hams anyway. Well, and the people in the next flat...
All right. Now, just let it go at that.
Well, you should have heard the things they said.
No more.
Yes, Doctor.
Seems to me, Lizzie, you're heading for a terrible mental breakdown. Now, just let's get one of two things straight. When were you born, Lizzie?
Now, let me think now. No, I'll have to look it up in my diary, Doctor.
Ah, but Lizzie, surely you can remember when you were born?
Oh, of course I can remember. Do you know, I can even remember the day I was born... And I'll never forget the surprised look on the doctor's face when I looked up and said, Doctor, what am I, a boy or a girl?
Yeah. And what did the doctor say?
Well, he looks at me and he said, little baby, what else could you be?
You know, Lizzie, you remind me of that book, Gone with the Wind.
Oh, I get it. Because I'm subtle and interesting?
No, because you're so darn thick, that's what.
Well, isn't that funny? That's just what my boyfriend says. He's in the detective force, you know. Oh, gosh, he's clever, Doctor.
Just how clever, Lizzie?
Well, one dark night, a murder was committed, and in 1 hour, my sweetheart went out and got his man.
He got the murderer?
Oh, I know. He got the man that was killed.
Yeah, but... Nurse.
Yes, Doctor?
Nurse, I want you to make up a prescription immediately. The strongest pick-me-up you've got.
Is that for me, Doctor?
No, it's for me.
Oh, well. Try a little of this, Doctor.
Daddy and Mother used to kid Grandma for living in a world of make-believe. They politely walk away at everything she used to say. Ah, but my eyes glistened every time I listened to her lovely tales of make-believe. There was one that she used to tell that I remember so well. Grandma said, as she tucked me into bed, there was once a princely fella met a lovely Cinderella long, long ago, long ago. And Grandma said, in a short time they were wed. In a world of joy and laughter, they lived happily ever after. Long, long ago, long ago. And Grandma said that someday this fairy tale would come true. Oh, she must have known that someday I'd meet you. Here it's just as Grandma said. You're a 20th century fella, I'm a modern Cinderella. So what to do but to wed? Just as Grandma said.
Yes, that's better. You know, nurse, that's much better. If Lizzie Tish had stayed in here another minute, I'd have gone crazy. And I ask you, what would it be like if I went crazy?
Oh, much the same as usual, I suppose.
Yeah, like another crack like that and you're fired.
Oh, that wouldn't worry me. I'd get a job in the circus, like my cousin. And it wouldn't matter how often I was fired.
Yeah, what sort of a job is your cousin, Gordon?
He's the human bullet.
What a brain, what a... I've got a good mind to call up the insane asylum and a stretcher.
Oh, why? Don't you think it'll fit you?
Yeah, fine. Yeah, listen, how old were you on your last birthday?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I haven't had my last birthday yet.
Yes, it can go on for hours. I can't stand it.
Ah, now, Doctor, you just sit down over there and rest your tired brain.
But I don't want to rest.
Well, then maybe you ought to have a transfusion.
Now, look, what are you talking about?
Well, there's nothing like a transfusion, Doctor. Didn't I tell you about Auntie Nellie? She's an old maid, you know.
Well, what did she do?
Well, she gave a sick man a pint of her blood for a transfusion.
That was very, very generous of her. And did the patient recover?
No. Froze to death.
Yeah.
Oh, doctor, pardon me interrupting.
Oh, hello. So it's you again, huh? Well, now, what do you want?
Oh, well, you know how it is. Do unto others what you would undo if they would do it or die.
Yes, that's it. Lizzie, now stop for a little while and tell me, what is on your mind?
Oh, doctor, I've got the most wonderful tip on the fifth race this afternoon.
A tip on the fifth race? Well, now, let's hear it, Lizzie. Is it hot?
It's a cinch. The jockey has halitosis and the horse wins trying to get away.
Oh. All right. Nurse, we'll take the rest of the patients now. Send them all in, will you? Step this way, everybody. Walk up, ladies and gentlemen. Every week at this time, I call my outpatients into my consulting room and make them a gift of a free prescription. The best tonic there is. Sing it with all you've got. Remember, tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it.
Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results. Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results. You can try hard, don't mean a thing. Take it easy, breezy, then that jab will swing. Oh, tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results.
Dr. Davy will be in attendance at this station at his usual visiting hours next week. If you've got any favorite prescription, be it ancient or modern, so long as it's tuneful, the doctor will be only too happy to make it up for you. Just send a note to Dr. Davy at his consulting room, care of this station.